And after you got old or bushes or brush or anything around here?
Yeah, along the rivers, a lot of brush.
This would be in the bottom land?
Yeah.
What'd they do down there?
Oh, a lot of them cleared it, I reckon, chopped it out, killed it out. Nowadays, instead of chopping out, you spray it out, or on your smaller stuff, you can take a beater on a tractor and beat it out, nose it out with a noser. Mm-hmm. But the spraying is working best here.
Do the trees and the stuff die then on the spray?
Mm-hmm. The trees are of them, not the grass.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Most of them, well, when you spray stuff like brush on the river, you have to use an airplane, let an old airplane boil, spray it.
If that stuff blows over on your house and around your yard, you
yeah.
have it, huh?
Or if it blows on your neighbor's orchards, you had it. Or mm-hmm. his garden, you had it.
Yeah, I imagine that can be rather expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. No, and it'll sure knock the tar out of an orchard tree. You know, your pilots, they take care of that. They watch that wind.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come out and look over your setup before they come in and see what you've got around you for orchards and gardens. Mm-hmm. Then they want that wind just the right direction before they'll ever start up. They even look pretty smart on it.
Now you mentioned brush. What is that?
All of just small cottonwoods and willows, tamarack. And,
trees?
Yeah. Small trees, maybe the size of all from a broom handle on up, bigger.
What do you call these plants that grow maybe 6 feet tall and have a clump of berries up at the top in the winter? In the fall, they'll have bright
red. Red berries on them?
Yeah.
You eat them once in a while?
No. I don't think so. Birds will eat them if they're hungry.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing I've ate. They got an off sour taste to them. What is the name of that? Shoemake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've ate that.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
You keep it from starving, huh?
Oh, they're sour, though. Yeah, you chew right on them. I chew right about everything I run through.
Is that supposed to be good ground where those things grow?
Where that shoemake grow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know if it'd be classified as tops or not. I imagine it would be, though, put a musk because it's kind of in your pockets of your mm-hmm. laying around here where you see them.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine your pockets with your topsoil is that. It'd probably be pretty good ground.
Mm-hmm. Shoemake, now that's not a tree, is it?
No, it's not. It wouldn't be called a tree because it's just so big. I would call it a bush or... Well, bush, I reckon, would be the name. Flash by.
Shrub?
No, it wouldn't be.
Well, let's see. After you got this plowed and harrowed, and then you plant, and then what?
Then you cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you harvest.
Mm-hmm. And hope you make a
big one.
Yeah, big what?
Big crop, big harvest.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it don't. Not around here. Too uncertain.
You know, it's funny, the city people see the farmer on a good year when he has a good crop.
Yeah.
And think, boy, only if I could just be a farmer. Mm-hmm. He just sits back, he puts it in the ground, and it
yeah.
comes up.
They can't realize how much work and how kind of expense a man has got in that crop when he got to get with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they claim in here that from the time you plow your ground,